take her inside. Here, make yourself warm. The last thing we need is for you to catch a cold. Shahrzad, I'm talking to you. Take it. Batane. Batane. Go to sleep. You're gonna fall headfirst onto the floor.
I'm not sleepy.
I can tell. Lift your hand.
Get up.
Good girl. Now put your head down.
That's right.
Her life story is in this magazine.
Really?
Oh, yes. This nurse here that takes care of everyone used to be a junkie herself. Look, can you read? This is her interview. And here's a picture of her before she became a junkie.
Nara, guess. Who's that?
Yeah. Her name is Shahrzad, but she's not into telling or hearing life stories.
You'll probably pester her so much that she'll give in eventually and tell her story.
Nope, not this one. Shahrzad, Shahrzad, here, I brought you some tea.
I don't want it.
It's dinner time. I'm going downstairs to speak to the nurse about your dinner. Maybe she'll bring it up for you.
I don't want dinner.
Have you seen yourself in the mirror? You're like a ghost. You're so pale. I can tell you haven't had a bite to eat since this morning. Is this how you want to have a baby?
I don't want it.
Tell me, what has gotten into you, huh?
I want the address for that place you told me.
Forget it.
I have the dough. Give me the address.
What exactly for?
I don't want to bring a miserable child like myself into this world. It's more than I can handle.
Maybe the baby will be different. Maybe it won't be like you, right?
That's very unlikely, as it's being born to a mother like me and that irresponsible father. I can't drag a baby into my life and take care of it. I can't even take care of myself.
Have you thought it through?
I've been thinking about it since noon. Will you give me the address?
I'll give it to you. I won't write it down. You have to memorize it, okay?
On my way back, the streets will be filled with water, just like Venice. I have to go home with a boat instead of a taxi. When will the day come when I can sit in one of the gondolas in Venice?
All in good time, dear. All in good time.
So much time has already passed by.
That's why I asked you to come here tonight. I need to set something straight with you.
You said there was going to be some juicy meat. I thought you had the money ready by now.
You thought right. See, it's all right here. But first things first.
We set everything straight a long time ago, didn't we?
That's exactly the problem. We did set a lot of things straight a long time ago, but apparently they've been forgotten. Pipe down. The kid's afraid of noises like that. He'll wake up. I'm not used to beating around the bush like this. I'll get straight to the point. Our deal was to be open with one another.
Well, aren't we?
When I'm talking, you'll be quiet. You'll get your turn. Wait for it. Our deal was to be on time, to pay on time, and to not nag. You haven't done any of these things. You come and go as you please. You nag about money, and you don't give details about payments unless I ask you to. I've ignored this, but you weren't supposed to go behind my back.
Go behind your back? Tom and Ed.
I said don't speak. Who do you think you are? I'll ask you a question, and I want a straight answer, because I know exactly what's going on. But I want to hear it from you. Ghazaleh, have you been to see Rashid? Yes or no?
Yes.
Then we're not open with each other. I brought you into this job, threw money at you. Now you go see Rashid behind my back? Didn't I give that lowlife's card to you and tell you to call him? Didn't I tell you to report back to me? Didn't I tell you to report back to me?
I wanted to tell you. I swear to God, I wanted to tell you.
I know you wanted to. But you thought to yourself, maybe I should see what he's prepared to offer me. Maybe he'll pay better. I'll give it a try, and if he does, forget about Tamine, just forget her. Is that what you thought? Is that it?
No, now you're making up stories. I didn't even know Rashidi to know if he paid better or not. You're the one that told me to go. And I went.
You did it behind my back. You went, but you didn't tell me.
He told me not to. He threatened me. He has pictures of me the day I went to the game center. He said if I tell you, he'll use the pictures against me. What was I supposed to say? Now you know. How are you going to fix it? You gonna go and arrest him?
How many times did you meet?
Only once.
What did he say?
Just that he wants me to work for him, to smuggle drugs.
That's what you're doing now. With no need for pictures or threats. Tell me the truth, Ghazaleh. I don't know what Rashid told you. But I'll tell you only the truth. Tell me. Or else I'll dial Saman's number right now and tell him everything he needs to know. You think you just come into the game and when you don't know how to play, you're replaced? They don't substitute players in this game. They throw them out. You got that? They throw them out.
Where did you get someone's number?
Do you really think I'm a rookie in this job? No, Shireen, I'm a professional.
Please leave your message after the beep. Thank you.
He has a nice voice. Now, I want you to tell me everything Rashid told you. I want to know every little detail. Then, if I feel like it, we'll start over. If I don't like what I hear, you're out. Go ahead, I'm listening to you. Start talking.
Excuse me, do I need to buy a pack of cigarettes, or can I just have one?
Which one do you want?
That one over there. The cheapest one you have.
No, you have to buy the whole pack of that one.
They've sent me here to find the madam. Don't worry. I have enough money for the job.
Hoshang. Hoshang! Do you hear me calling you?
Yes, sir.
Madam.
Okay, sir.
Didn't you want to see the madam? Follow the boy.
Thank you very much.
Hurry up! Would you hurry up? I have work to do!
Hello?
Hello. I'm sorry to bother you. Is Rashid home?
No. He's not home. And you are?
Could you please give him a message for me?
What message?
Please tell him... That... No, never mind. Thank you.
And you? Who is this? Who should I say called?
He knows who I am.
Hold on.
I know who you are. Aren't you a woman yourself?
Have you no integrity? I'm talking to you.
Keep the roof locked. So why is it open?
Sorry, Mom. I'm going up there now.
The horrifying memories of her mother's death are constantly haunting her mind. You need to establish a mechanism that will help her forget those memories.
I want you to think and remember those words. You can do it. I know that you can write it down. I know I'm not wrong.
Her teacher is determined to help her.
I don't understand. Why do we have to sit here and watch torturing of a poor kid?
But she's unable to talk.
Miriam, it's your turn. Say, Pa-ra-s-tu.
Pa-ra-s-tu.
She was dead to everyone in the world until I brought her to life.
Will she be able to escape her nightmares? Little Bird of Happiness on iFilm.
So, what did she say?
What do you think? She got angry.
That's a given. Did she buy it?
She already bought it.
What's wrong with you? Tell me. Is this worse than selling people drugs? Do you think Rashid would have been kinder to you? He'd crush you underneath his boot. If you don't hit him first, he'll pummel you. But I won't let him. Besides, you started this game. You became his mole. I didn't want this. Not at all.
Yeah. Well, neither did I. I just want a fresh start. In a place far, far away from here.
Okay. You just have to do a couple more jobs for me. You'll be rewarded. As you always have been. If I've forgiven you for what you did, it's because you've done good up to now.
Okay. Then what?
Call him and arrange for a meeting. Tell him you've got news for him. I'll take care of all the rest. Open the glove compartment. And what's this?
I made you a promise. I told you I'd give you the rest when you finished the job. Didn't you tell me you needed money? Where are you going?
To call him, okay?
Call him with your cell phone, do you hear me? He won't pick up if he doesn't recognize the number. Show me? That's so pretty.
Sort of.
Charizard, what are you doing here? I beg you, please leave, just go. Farhad will be here any moment now. Farhad, Golnar, Farhad's mother. Please, Charizard, I beg you, please go.
Shaeda, I beg you. For the sake of your daughter, Golnar, open the door. Aren't you a mother yourself?
What is it, Charizard? Hey, what's wrong? What is it?
Shaeda, I beg you.
What happened?
Shaeda,
what happened?
Please help me. I beg you, Shaeda. I'm not alone.
Oh, God.
Oh, Shaeda, God. I want my baby. Didn't you say you were aunts?
What can I do for you? I gave you all the money I had. Get up.
I don't want money. I want my baby. I want her to be like Golnar. Please, you have to help me.
Don't cry. Please, don't cry.
I just want to be like you.
Charizard, dear. Honey, please don't cry. Dry your tears. I'll come find you. I'll help you. Just leave now. Take these and leave. Farhad will be here any second now.
Look at my baby. Look at my baby.
Okay, I see her. Take this. Get up, please. Don't cry, darling. I'll help you. I'll help you. Don't cry.
I wanted to kill her.
Listen, take your stuff. Get up.
I'm killing her.
Get up. I'll help you. He'll be here any second now. Get up, get up. I'll find you, Charizard. Use the door, please. Just take the money. You have to understand. You should have thought of these days when you were getting pregnant. Look what you did. Now you're getting me into trouble with my husband. He doesn't understand.
Well, you shouldn't have done that.
Farhad, she wanted
you
money, so I gave her.
You shouldn't have given her the money. You really think she'll buy a sandwich with this money? She's gonna waste it on drugs. I throw you out the door, you come in through the window?
Farhad, she's leaving. Let her go. Just let
her
go.
If I see you in this neighborhood again, if I see you in this neighborhood one more time, I swear to God I'll call the cops and have you sent to jail. You got that? You got it? Go. Go get money from your kid's junkie father in that gutter somewhere just like you understand? You shouldn't give these people money. They need to be given a bullet.
Must you open the door to any tramp who knocks, Shada?
I always like to hear good news while I'm meeting.
I have plenty of other stuff to do besides staring at you while you eat.
You know I am really scared of the bones. They get stuck in your throat, and they never budge. Okay, go on, I'm listening.
I told you about Tamjidi and Tamine.
Yes? Do you know about their meaning?
No. But get a load of this. He sent someone to Tamina's house. I was there, watching her kid. Mm-hmm. I even heard a few things.
I bet there's a lot of dough involved. That's always Tamina's way.
Let's just say there was a lot of money involved, but Tamina said no.
She said no?
She said no.
She said no to Tamjidi? She's such an idiot. Then what? What happened next?
I heard her saying, I work with Rashid and he's the only one I'll get stuff from.
That's what she said? She said I'm staying with Rashid?
Yeah, something like that. Then the baby started yapping. I didn't hear everything they said, but I did hear her being cross with Tamjidi.
Oh, she knows people well, that Tamina. That Tamjidi is such a two-timer, you have absolutely no idea.
I need to go see her. She might get suspicious.
Okay. Go to work with her. She might be a little cheap, and she pinches money sometimes, but she's always right. I really enjoyed that meal, Shiri. You did good. Really, really good food. Don't open it here. Go outside and then open it. I don't go back on my word. That's what's kept Tamina with me for so long. But you still need to watch over her. You never know what might happen. Who knows?
What about the pictures? What are you doing with them?
They're safe. Don't worry. This right here is like a safety box. Don't you worry. You just keep your eyes peeled, Huh?
Hold on. Come here.
What's wrong? Are you crazy?
Come here!
You are really crazy! What the hell is wrong with you?
You know what's wrong, you scumbag.
And you are?
I saw you a few days ago. You got out of Rashid's car. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. A decent person told me I could find you here.
You've got the wrong person.
You've got the wrong person. Don't think I'll sit around and wait for you to pull my life apart.
Okay.
I'll take you to court. Are you his wife?
I said, you've got the wrong person. You don't listen, do you?
Is this yours?
No, it's not mine.
Okay. We'll see if you'll talk for the police.
Police, huh? If you call the police, your husband will be the chief culprit.
So you do know him. That's excellent.
A dozen people like me work for your husband. If you don't believe me, ask him yourself. Do you seriously think your husband is a businessman? I'm one of his best drug dealers. Now call the police. So they'll come and take all of us to prison.
Drugs. Rashid.
I always ask myself, what goes on in each of these homes? Which family is happy? Are they having wedding receptions or funerals? Let's make believe, Saman.
You always start making believe when we're up here.
Why don't we make believe none of these people have any problems? They're all well off and are doing fine. There's a pill that cures all the diseases.
And robots do all the work, too. What will we possibly do without them?
People don't have any worries. Kids don't have any homework. Grown-ups make enough money and don't work all the time. People make exactly what they need.
So you can bear to leave this place and go someplace else?
No. I'll stay put right here with you.
But then life will become so monotonous. Everything will always be the same, right?
You're wrong, my dear. It's pronounced monotonous.
Yeah, that's right.
Saman, if I were different than the way I am now, what would happen?
Another make-believe scenario, right?
Yes.
Like what? Maybe an alien disguised as a human being.
No. I mean, different. Different from what I am now. You know, just a different kind of person.
Well, you can't be a different person. You're just the way you are.
So is that good or bad?
Now that's a tough question.
Don't you know the answer?
Sure I do. You're great. Just the way you are. I love you just like you are.
Would you stay with me if I were different? Would you still love me?
But what do you mean? Like what? You're scaring me. Are you trying to leave me?
No way. I'll never leave you.
Even if I'd lied to you?
Yes. Even if you've lied to me, I won't leave.
Why are you saying all these things?
You know, my imagination, it runs wild when we come up here.
Is something wrong?
No, everything's just fine. One of these days, an airplane will fly over this sky and you and I will be inside of it. Free as can be.
Come on. Let's go. Your parents will start worrying. Get up. Come on.
Shahrazad, Shahrazad.
Yes?
There's someone on the phone for you. Are you coming?
You go. I'll be right here.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello? It's me, Shada. How are you doing?
Waiting for a bullet.
I can't talk much. I'll do anything I can. I'll do anything I can for you. Stay where you are. I'll come and get you. I'll come after you, Shahrzad.
I'll help you. I promise you. I promise. Just wait for me.
I don't need any help.
This time, I need help. Please, Shahrzad. I beg you, please. Please just stay. I have your address.
Stay there. I'll come see you. Forgive me. Forgive me, Shahrzad.
There's nothing to forgive, Shida. Your husband's right. Your husband is right. If there's someone who needs to come and get me, that's Masood. It's all his fault.
Sorry, I have to go now.
Go on. Get on with your life.
Goodbye.
همینا رو توی قلبت نگه.